A larger part of a small income is spent on necessities such as food. Sales taxes on such necessities hit the small income harder. In the days of the salt tax, feudal despotisms were partly sustained by this and other effects. A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people, and when citizens have to accept what they are told. In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance. See how a community trains its teachers.
Bear this in mind. Young people cannot be trusted to form their own opinion. This business about open-mindedness is nonsense. It's a waste of time trying to teach students to think for themselves. It's our job to tell them.
And when teachers put such training into practice, despotism stands a good chance. These children are being taught to accept uncritically whatever they're told. Questions are not encouraged.
How can you ask such a question? Have you got a textbook?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it say here that our law courts are always just?
Yes, ma'am.
Then how dare you question the fact? Sit down.
And so we aren't surprised when...
But it must be true. I saw it in this book, right here.
And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to. Government censorship is one form of control. A newspaper which breaks a government censorship rule can be suspended. It is also possible for newspapers and other forms of communication to be controlled by private interests.
I thought I told you to kill that story. It'll cost us a lot of advertising.
If that story goes out, I quit.
All right.
What sort of community do you live in? Where would you place it on a democracy despotism scale? To find out, you can rate it on a respect scale and a power scale. And to find out what way it is likely to go in the future, you can rate it on economic distribution and information scales. The lower your community rates on economic distribution and information scales, the lower it is likely to rate on respect and power scales, and thus to approach despotism. What happens in a single community is the problem of its own citizens. But it is also the problem of us all. Because as communities go, so goes the nation.
Satellite radio broadcast.
The rest of the world is preparing to stop this madman before it was too late. Before the Marseillaise, God Save the King, the Star Spangled Banner, replaced by songs such as this.
Everybody moves and prove. repeat itself. Crisis point, we're near the hour. Down to force will do no good. Hard to ice, I feel your power. Hitler proves that funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl. Europe's in happy land. They've had their fascist proof thing.
Thank you. Mama, is it true what they say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just wanted to say, Papa was a lonely soul, my son.
appreciate you coming.
Sure.
Sorry to drag you out here tonight. Let me have your coat.
No, you know, I was out anyway. Thank you.
How about a drink?
Are you having one?
Sure.
Okay.
What would you like?
Just a little scotch.
Good. How do you take it? Neat?
Please. It was a terrific party for tonight. Alice and I had a wonderful time.
Good. Good. It was great seeing you both. Cheers.
Cheers. Were you playing?
No, I was just knocking a few balls around.
Beautiful scotch.
That's a 25-year-old. I'll send you over a case.
No, please.
Sure.
No.
Why not?
No.
You feel like playing?
No, thanks. You go ahead. I'll watch.
No. I was just, Listen. Bill. The reason I asked you to come over is I need to talk to you about something.
Sure.
It's a little bit awkward. And I have to be completely frank.
What kind of problem are you having?
It isn't a medical problem. Actually, it concerns you. Bill, I know what happened last night. And I know what's been going on since then. And I think you just might have the wrong idea about one or two things.
I'm sorry, Victor. What in the hell are you talking about?
Please, Bill, no games. I was there. At the house. I saw everything that went on. Doing. I couldn't even begin to imagine how you'd even heard about it, let alone got yourself through the door. And I remembered seeing you with that prick piano player, Nick, whatever the fuck his name was, at my party. And it didn't take much to figure out the rest.
It wasn't Nick's fault. It was mine.
Of course it was Nick's fault. If he hadn't mentioned it to you in the first place, none of this would have happened. I recommended that little cocksucker to those people, and he's made me look like a complete asshole.
Victor, what can I say? I had absolutely no idea you were involved in any way.
I know you didn't, Bill. But I also know that you went to Nick's hotel this morning and talked to the desk clerk.
How do you know that?
Because I had you followed.
You had me followed.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right? I owe you an apology. This was for your own good, believe me. Now, look, I know what the desk clerk told you. But what he didn't tell you is all they did was put Nick on a plane to Seattle. By now, he's probably back with his family, you know, banging Mrs. Nick.
The clerk said he had a bruise on his face.
Okay. He had a bruise on his face. That's a hell of a lot less than he deserves. Listen, Bill, I don't think you realize what kind of trouble you were in last night. Who do you think those people were? Those were not just ordinary people there. If I told you their names, I'm not going to tell you their names, but if I did, I don't think you'd sleep so well.
Was it the second password? Is that what gave me away?
Yes, finally. But not because you didn't know it. It's because there was no second password. Of course, it didn't help a whole lot that those people arrived in limos and you showed up in a taxi. Or that when they took your coat, they found the receipt from the rental house in your pocket made out to... You know who?
It was, a woman there. Who tried to warn me.
I know.
Do you know who she was?
Yes. She was a hooker.
Thank you. tonight, the Chill Room has a title of Banging Against You. I tried to put some ideas and some stories. But excuse me, I keep banging against you. It began with me talking about Al-Qaeda. And Allen Ginsberg was then heard with his poem, America. It's not Howell, it's America. Henry Mancini did the Mancini Generation. Paul Lowry did the Saber Dance. Rob Wasserman did Satisfaction. We heard Susan Sontag reading her short story, Debriefing. The Hafner Trio did Masturbatorium. And James Brown did Get on the Good Foot. That was for you, Michael. We heard some sounds from Crawford, Texas. And then we heard the Luxurious Bags doing Filling Station Fix. Then we rocked out with the Scorpions doing I'm Going Mad. Merzbow and John Weiss did Luxor Starship of the Sky, and we heard from Bardo Hotel by Tuxedo Moon. We heard Effervescing in the Nether Sphere. George Harrison was heard doing Greasy Legs from Wonderwall. Corellia did Kahala Sarvella. From an old cassette, and I don't know who the guy, it's talking about despotism. Centerpiece. Heaven 17, we don't need your fascist groove thing. Bow Wow Wow. Fools Rush In. It all fits together. Somebody called Art Circus did Be Your Own Pet. See all these stories? You remember all these great stories? Les Sans Culottes did Basquiat. And of course we heard the long version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone by the Temptations. Then we heard dialogue from the climactic father sequence of Eyes Wide Shut. And under there we heard the Cordettes do Mr. Sandman. And some other stuff. And CompuMusic CompuMusic, my friend Steve Strait. That was Farm Dream. That's what we ended with. And that's great. I used to make music with Steve. See what I mean? I banged against you. And you know what? I forgot to play Woody Guthrie in the set. Oh well.
Hello, Hal. Do you read me?
It's not done. It's just ending. So thanks for listening to the Chill Room on Kill Radio, and stay tuned.